I lost it. She'ein la'adam chedek b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a very strong language. That you don't have a chedek in Toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's pretty strong. Ein la'adam chedek b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad shenamin, unless he believes, b'chol dvareinu b'mikreinu, that everything that happens to us, shekulam nisim, everything's a miracle. Ein bohem teva u'minhago sho'oyram. Everything's a miracle. Everything's a mashkacha. And the Ramban says, this is Ramban Shita. I think this will be, you know, it's pretty much the accepted Shita, that you're mechuyev to believe that every single thing that happens to at least a from Jew is with hashkacha practice. There's no such thing as you caught COVID because it was, you know, the teva, because I was sitting next to a guy in the bus. My bad luck that the guy in the bus was had COVID. You know, just my bad luck that I was sitting next to him. That's what he says. Ramban says, a person who says that is Eino Chedek B'Toyres Moshe. Right, that's pretty strong. Everything is Bashert. Right? I don't know about animals. I don't know about Goyim. I don't know about leaves, and that's already listen to the Kabbalah Sfarim. They said even leaves are Bashir. But Ramban definitely says when it comes to Klal Yisrael, everything that happens is Bashir. And if you don't believe that, you don't have a Chedek in Toyres Moshe.
How do we understand that lesson in the light of the fact that there are Rishonim who disagree with that Shita?
Okay, I don't know.
Like Ramban would say that about them, it's hard to believe.
I don't know. The I don't know that's they have the same kasha on the Rambam. You know, that's the Ravid that asked that kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's these yugimu animamims, and if you don't accept them, you're an apikiris. And one of them is that Hashem ain't no goof or something. And I think the Ravid. In the Ravid there says that they were gedolim. I don't remember the Ravid's lashon that they were harbe gedolim imenu that to believe such things. No, that the Ravid's lashon and the Rambam. No, who's a bucky? Same thing, you're a bucky in the Rambam. The Rambam and the Yud Gimel that the Ravid asked the Rambam, how can the Rambam say that if a person believes ain't no goof, he's an apikiris? They were harbe. Gedolim, it's Sadikim, Imano. I just don't remember the exact lashon.
I saw in English, there was a book called Das Torah by this Rabbi Daniel Adenson. So on the idea of Hashkacha Pratis, he lists a bunch of different views in English. I read through the English, goes faster than the Hebrew, but it does sound familiar.
But there is such a lashon in the Rambam that Harbeh. So they say from the Chaim that
What did the Ravid say?
That halachically, it's ain't no chedek, but a guy could still be a tzaddik if he believes that. Here's the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Omer sheyesh ribon olam ena shuguf ubal tmuna." So Omer Avram, lama kardesem mun, the kama gedolim betovim imenu hochu bezam achshava, timasherob b'migrais. So the Rabbi agrees it's not true, but he just says that there were some great people who made this mistake. And according to the Rambam, they're called Apikarsim. So
what was the mistake? That Hashem was a goof?
That there's a goof to Hashem.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The Rambam says you're not, that one of the Yud Gimel things is that you can't believe that Hashem has a goof. So the Ravid says that, why do you call that person a min? He says, harbe gedolim v'toyvim imenu, assume that way, based on psukim, because it says Hashem is Hashem. So, you know, their psukim seem to mention Yad Hashem, whatever. So they thought that. I don't know. We're not saying it was reliable.
But the pasuk says, it says, you know, low tumuna, whatever the pasuk says over there, right?
Okay. I don't know. But Amaisa, I'm just getting back here because it's very important. The Ramban says this is for us. I don't know what the other sheet is. I can't tell you, but I think the Mekubo approach is that we follow this Ramban. And you know, that's the Chavis above is that's the top, you know, even if there were other Rishonim, and I know the Rishiva held that there's like a Psakdin and Hashkafa too. And that's once it's Paskin, it's Paskin. So Rabbi's Lashon
is also there's also Machlokas in the Gemara if Mashiach's going to come, if there's Tekesa Mesim.
Right.
Obviously, there's some type of Masorah. The Rambam, even I'm saying he Paskin that that's how it goes. That became the Masorah. I'm saying,
yes.
Those Amoraim were not happy cursing that they didn't believe Mashiach is going to come.
Right, even though that's one of the Yud Gimel's Mani Mamet. Yes. Anyway, again, so the Rabbi's Lashon is She'ein Adam Chenek B'Tayres Moshe Rabbeinu. Unless you believe that everything is a Neis. Ein Behem Teva Min Hago Shalaitam. There's no such thing as Teva. Bein B'Rabbin Bein B'Yachim. Now, he also says, the Ramban, a very interesting thing, the same Ramban, that if you want to see Hashkacha, you should look at the Rabbin. It's a very interesting, the same Ramban. Because he doesn't seem, even though he says that everything by the Yochid and the Rabbin is Hashkacha, but it seems he's saying that by the Yechidim, it's hard to see the Hashkacha by an individual, because there's too many flukes. But you look at the Rabbin as a group, he says you can see Hashkacha. Because it's like a probability. You know, there's a pattern. You know, most people are like this. Most people, so you see the pattern. So he says you can see Hashkacha by looking at the rabbin. You know, something like the Yavid, so, you know, that the fact that Klal Yisrael as a rabbin exists is tremendously nice godly, right? That's that famous Yavid. So Ramban says that here too, that the way we see Hashkacha is by looking at the Rabbim.
Does he mean Rabbim Klal Yisrael, or does he mean like a congregation?
I don't know. He says the Rabbim, he says, the Lashon is, V'yisparsim will hanisim hanistarim, the nisim and hanistarim will become obvious, will be misparsim, the Inyan a Rabbin, when it's involved with Rabbin. And he says, they quote, and he says it's the same thing, a little bit like more clearer. And there's a Ramban has a parish called a Drusha. I have it here somewhere. It's called Taras Hashem Tamima. It's Shavel has it in his Kisvei Ramban. I have here a separate cipher. But he says you're the same line, maybe just a little clearer. So I don't know, it's not so clear. He just says that she's farsamu b'inyan arabin. So I don't know what inyan arabin means, but it sounds like what they explain it, it's what they explain on the bottom also, that in a yochid, there could be flukes. Why, you know, tzadik v'ralo, there could be special cheshbainis. So it's hard when you look at a yochid to see Hashkacha. But in the rabbin generally follows the pattern. You know, there's the rabbin follow patterns that are noticeable. And there he says it's much easier to see Hashkacha. Okay.
What does Ein Chelek B'Torah mean? What does that mean, Ein Chelek B'Torah? What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds pretty stark.
Is that anything extra over the Chavos above the Shabbat?
I don't know. It sounds very shocking. And I was having this discussion. I want to go back to learning. But I was having this discussion here. The Reshiva Shita, it came up, you know, with starting, you know, what if you're like going, starting out of town, starting a school with, say, a very watered down mixed high school. So, because otherwise the kids are going to go to public school. So, you know, you're in a community and most of the kids are going to public school. A few kids are going out of town to yeshivas, but most kids aren't ready to go to yeshivas. So you want to open up a school that will cater to the whole community instead of going to public school. So you make a very not watered down yeshiva with boys and girls. and not too stark, you know, that this way they'll get better, and this way they won't intermarry, hopefully. Maybe they'll keep kashrus. They'll maybe go keep Shabbos a little bit. They won't exactly know Hilchah Shabbos. So my recollection is Reshiva was not a big fan of that, because he says, well, based on this, sort of like this Ramban, his idea that, you know, those graduates, 99%, you know, you're not, you can't expect them to be, you know, really B'nai Dara, because they know in such a school, the whole school is based on against Das Torah. You go, the whole school is based on socializing. So you can't go ahead. And so they're not going to be, he says, Ein lehem chedek b'Torah's Moshe. So it's not such a big success. And there's a negative that there's a certain, some of those kids that now are going out of town will now instead go to that school. So you're making 10 kids who are Ein lehem chedek b'Torah's Moshe. They won't intermarry, but they're not really doing them. And you're losing one kid. So it could be like one Ben Torah is better than 10 of these other kids.
I thought the Rashi had a bigger chiddush. I thought the Rashi had a bigger chiddush. I thought co-ed high schools, that's usher, that you can never do. I thought the chiddush was that if you had a school already there, but it's a shvacha school, maybe you have a co-ed school or a shvacha school, and you're going to open up a Chavetz Chaim yeshiva, so those kids, that it's going to end up closing down the co-ed school or the shvacha school, and they'll all end up going to public school, but you'll end up in your place if you end up going to Yeshiva Gedola.
Right.
That's what I also.
Right. In other words, Yeshiva
Gedola. Co-ed's us, sir.
Like, in other words, one from Ben Torah is worth 10, but I think it's basically because of this line in the Ramban. You know, there's people in the world saying, well, listen, it's all okay. Listen, they're not intermarrying. They keep Shabbos and some variation. They dive in, you know, they put on, you know, but the Ramban's lashon is an Einachem Chedek B'Torah's Moshe. And you're very unlikely you'll get anybody in that school going to be, go ahead and keep this Ramban. So that means you're not really succeeding. So it's not worth the price. Yeah, that's a pretty major hashkafa. I think that was Rashi's hashkafa, unless someone's going to tell me I'm wrong.
Maybe that Ramban standard is a pretty high standard as far as
pretty high standard.
Even people at Yeshiva, Rebbe.
Yeah, the week.
I don't know how many people qualify.
Yes, but it's not just Ramban. The Rambam says stuff like that too. That the Rambam makes Yud Gimel on imamins. So, you know, it's very, very, you know. Anyway, that was Rashi Mishita, the pretty interesting Hashkafa, that it doesn't pay, you know, even though you're saving kids, that's what I think, you're saving kids from intermarrying, etc. If you're not making a B'nai Torah, then it's not worth it if you're going to cause a few people to be not B'nai Torah, because that's really the ikker.
Rashiva's other, different famous Hashkafa, the end zone justify the means. So that hashkafa is not sufficient to be masber this without the.
Because maybe I'm not sure that you're doing a maisa iser. You know, you're. It's not like I'm telling the kids to socialize. I'm making a, the school as a. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, like I think the Shiva did allow NCSY to have mixed groups, and I think so. I think I'm not sure. I don't want to say on in public on tape, but I think he did. You know, I remember asking him if you're running a youth organization, and you know, he says, you know, this, and you give a class, you know, you're not telling them to socialize. The kids come late and they socialize on their own. You're just giving a class. You're not telling them, you give a class. You're boys and girls, okay? And then they socialize before the class, after the class. That's their problem. And I think he was. So I'm not sure you could argue that the school is not officially, causing. Say, I'm not doing the iser, so I'm not sure of that hashkafa. But the problem is that the Rashi just felt that the odds of your graduates of that school are going to be very weak. So it's not gonna be. It seems from the Ramban and the Rambam too that it's not shot that okay. So it's a 10%, 20%, 30%. There's like a cutoff point. There's a certain cutoff point where you say, like, that's not what we want. Ain't no chedek b'tayrus Moshe. You know, like, it's,
What about the value of like one mitzvah? What about the value, like, you know, someone will put that, on, someone will daven, someone will.
Right. That's why, I mean, I got to be careful. I'm saying we're on tape, but we don't hold of going out and putting tefillin on people, because even though they're going to be one mitzvah, but for that, you don't take off from learning, because they're not going to become from putting on tefillin on a street corner. So they're not going to be. And not that a one mitzvah is not worth something, but what's really worth something is the full package. You have to be chedek b'tayres Moshe. You have to have the right hashkafas. You know, you do one mitzvah, it's a nice thing. I know, of course, it's a nice thing to get a person to do one mitzvah, but it's not. That's not the goal. The goal is to make a person. It's like a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is missing half the letters. It's pasul. A pasul to a Sefer Torah is worth. You know, it's not worth half as much as a kosher Sefer Torah. It's not just I have a half a Sefer Torah, I have a half a Sefer Torah. It's not a half, it's pasul. So a pasul, a Jew is pasul. So it's not, that's why we don't do Lubavitch. We don't stand on street corners. We don't do that. We all that it's not worth the bitul Torah. I think so. I'm not gonna adopt to my learning. So that you can get a mitzvah tefillin, because your mitzvah tefillin is not so heinous.
We are for doing kiruv.
Yeah. That's for kiruv. The kiruv.
I thought even they don't do it.
There's an awful lot of baltruvas that are amazing baltruvas. They're learning in all the yeshivas in Yerushalayim, and they're really b'nai Torah.
If you know b'nevuah, this person, the Moshe is going to become is a basic Shomer Shabbos.
But if he's gonna be like one of these watered down, you know, he basically doesn't really, you know, he's like not basic Shomer Shabbos. Of course it's something. It's better than nothing, but it's not. That's not the ikker goal. So therefore, we wouldn't. Yeshiva Lashkov, I think, was that we don't risk losing one kid to a regular yeshiva. Like if you're gonna make a yeshiva for that. And some regular kid's going to go there who otherwise would go out of town. It's not worth it. Okay, let's go back to our. But I think that was Ashkafa. And am I right? I mean, I think so. My recollection.
They had this. I don't think Rebbe's get any of us to disagree with you.
There was this mice in Milwaukee. Someone opened up a co-ed high school. They got their head handed to them. No, there was no one here from Milwaukee.
So yeah. I can
it's tell. A Beferish Manitoba play, Rebbe. It's Beferish Manitoba play.
It was in Milwaukee. Someone, one of their Baobatim got upset that they were too from, and he said they're not dealing with that's not what the community wants. The community needs a school to keep the kids out of public school.
The big machlaikas then, now with that person and the yeshiva.
Yeah, the big machlaikas. I'm sure it hurt the yeshiva a lot, but
was the Wolfson issue?
No. Huh? It was one of their main Baobatim that brought them down. He was obviously, we would assume he was a Shem Shemayim. He felt the community needs a school to keep the kids out of public school. And then the yeshiva became makbid on hats. And, you know, trying to make a real yeshiva. And he says, the kids aren't going to go to you. You know, some kids will go to you, but a lot of kids are still going to go to public school because you're not catering to what these kids need. And he went ahead and he decided to make another school. With the mixed boys and girls with a much lower level to keep the kids out of public school. And he got clobbered. A lot of gedolim. And that wasn't just Rosh Shiva. Well, they wrote Tarmisora wrote a letter against him. He was from Baltimore. The guy wasn't like a Stam, you know, person. He was a guy who learned in Yeshiva, I think. But he got clobbered that you can't open a mixed high school in a city that has a real yeshiva because you're gonna take away. You take away one student from the real yeshiva, it's not worth it. You know, if the school's open, they're ready, so maybe Shabbat Tasa, whatever. But to go and actively open such a school, that's my recollection. Sandy, you were checking it. You know that, Mike?
Yeah. I was in Milwaukee while it was after it already, but
I wasn't there, but I remember hearing that
the shockwaves was still going on when I was there.
That he ended up leaving town, I think. No, I don't know. But the mice, it was a big I think they lost their president. He resigned over it because Rashiva signed the letter against it, and the president was not Rabbi Waxman had some non-religious people involved in the school. They got all upset. Okay, anyway.
Rabbi Ben Sion Che told me that, that he once took the reshiva to a certain Baal HaBos to get money, and this Baal HaBos had moved his office to the grounds of where he was building a co-ed high school in memory of his parents. And the reshiva told him, you should know you're building a Chorbin. The guy got very upset, but 3 weeks later, he sent his regular check.
But
in terms of the even we Litvox hold of a mitzvah, there's a story in the English Reb Aaron biography that at one point the Reb Aaron was going through like these small villages to escape, I think probably World War One. He stayed in the house of a non-from farmer. And the next day, the non-from farmer saw his tefillin. He says, what is that? He said, tefillin. And he put on the non-from farmer, and later that non-from farmer appeared to Reb Aaron in a dream and said, for that one time I put on tefillin, they gave me Olam Haba.
Yes, we definitely hold of a mitzvah. But if you want to be someone told me that Rav Huttner said that a lot of people that put on tefillin are not doing it. They put on as a you know, it's just time, it's a kef. You know what a kef means? It's just like it's a fun thing, you know. So it's like you go to the Williamsburg and you dress up like a pilgrim. So he tied in that mitzvah sriches kavana. So if they put it on, you go to the kotel, and someone says, you want to put on tefillin? And they say, okay, yeah, sure. That's going to be a fun thing. And you'll get a picture of me in this funny boxes next to this wall. So Rav Huna said that they're not yet in a mitzvah. Memeda, you were machshir them in a bracha of Atoa.
Ain't shrichas kavana, no?
Oh, we pass kemitzvah shrichas kavana.
So we pass with Kimli, he can't hold that way. It's so bad.
I don't give him by mommy, not by you, sir. So he said, it's not so push it. You know, there's, if the guy's putting on so in a shame shemayim, you know, he's not from, he's putting on so in, so that ain't a chinami, you're mizakim with one mitzvah. But if he doesn't believe, they're just putting it on as a fun experience because you're dressing up like an Indian, so then you're not mizakim with a mitzvah, you're mizakim with an
Rabbi, but there's something else. Apparently, they have them say over a certain psukim afterwards, and one of the psukim, quote-unquote, they have them say is yichi. So you have one more person saying yichi, so then, you know.
Okay. Anyway, the ma'isha is not so pasha. But assuming that he is doing a mitzvah, I have to agree with you that every mitzvah is very valuable. But that's not the goal. That's not the goal. That's not the goal for Batsa. Okay, let's learn here. I just want to say that Ramban, it's a very amazing Ramban. And like someone said, that even Dini Torah, we're not so, we ourselves are weak in that Ramban. So we got to be mechazik.
What did Rebbe mean when he said watered down and co-ed? It sounds like the problem is the co-ed part. If it's watered down, meaning it's not at the level of Chavetz Chaim's system, it doesn't sound like that's the issue.
The issue is because you're not going to create the level of the Talmud that's going to come out is not going to be a Shomer Torah of the Mitzvahs, usually. And it's with Hashkafas that he accepts. No, you're going to get a very watered down Talmud.
Let's say I get it watered down, but I pull everybody out of public school, but then not co-ed. It's not co-ed.
Even if it's co-ed, if you pull them out of public school is also co-ed.
I said that we pull them out, but it's only watered.
I don't want to get Zoom. I want to learn a bit. But listen, 50 years ago, apparently the Gedolei Yisrael, it's a secret, but it's Gedolei Yisrael Paskin that you're allowed to open co-ed high schools. You know, Dr. Kamenetsky, who was the head of Torah Messiah, he told me this story. He told me that he opened many co-ed schools. He wrote it in his biography. He wrote an autobiography when he was retiring, and he gave it, and they said, with the Haskama of Rav Aaron Cutler, and he gave it to a printer, and every printer in the United States refused to print his book. They said, if we print this book, they'll put us in Cherem. So he never printed it. But in his autobiography, he was telling about the schools that he opened, like Miami, which has a co-ed high school, with the approval of the Gedolei HaDor.
Who's this?
Dr. Joe Kamenetsky was the head of Torah Messiah.
Oh, not Rav Nosson Kamenetsky, not the...
No, Joe.
I remember him. He used to come at Chavetz Chaim in Eretz Yisrael to learn.
He lived in Sanhedrin with Heaven. He was retired. His name was Dr. Joe Kamenetsky, and not Nussin. They were not related pastors. Nussin was Rav Yaakov's brother. So he wrote a
Rav Yaakov's son.
Yeah, Rav Yaakov's son. Okay, yes.
Rav Shmuel's brother.
Yes, yes, that's right. So anyway, so he wrote an autobiography, remembering his, he started Dharmasara. He was the first head of Dharmasara. So I'm saying, so theoretically, if 50 years ago, when it was like unheard of, no one would go out of town. So you're making a co-ed school instead of the kids going to public school. So it's all revach. Public school is also mixed. But today, the Rashiva held that people fly. Today, kids go on airplanes. We're in a culture where people go out of town. It's not.
Yeah, but that's the difference between NCSY and the school, because these NCSY or JSU, they now have called Jewish Student Union, these kids are going to be in public school mamela. So you're just giving them a chizik.
Yeah, so that's different. That could be. In other words, right? Could be. If the kids. In other words, by opening the mixed school today, where there's other options, and there are kids that fly out of town. So by creating a comfortable option in town, Rashi the hell, you're being machshel some kids that they're going to go there. But if there's in 50 years ago, no one would fly out of town. It was just like unheard of. People didn't even fly altogether. In other words, it was unheard. Most people never flew, even adults, 50 years ago. Was a You know, people would take trains and boats. I still remember people going to Israel by boat.
I thought the problem of co-ed is also that even though they're going to go to public school, but you're shuffling the situation where there's going to be
I don't know if that's the problem. I don't know.
Uh-huh. So she even told that when they went to San Diego, it was a whole tumult. Somebody wanted to open up when they had the boys' high school. Someone else wanted to make a co-ed. So she went down there. And he said to the rabbi there, something like, you know, you're going to have snus over here. And that's what she told the guy straight.
Yeah, okay. You probably will.
But sometimes Rashiva held, it's better you'll be there. Rashiva said that he was gonna take his name off to Tiferes Moshe because they weren't listening to him anymore. That's so he went to Ramosha, and Ramosha told him, are they going to do even a little bit more because your name is on it? So he said, yes. So he told him to stay on it, and Rashiva stayed on, his name left his name on it. So there is a svara there.
Yeah, okay. Let's go back to learn a little bit. Okay, I just wanted the Ramban. Look at the Ramban, please. The last Ramban in Bo was very, very interesting. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. We got stuck. We couldn't read this Gemara, and I still can't read it. So let's go back to the Gemara. Amale Reb Chanina the Rabba. Taina the Messiah. So Rashi says, we saw this Rashi yesterday, that he's the Messiah, though. And Tukfal Koeg, Motsiyim Yado. In other words, on the basic Shaila of Kedusha Bo Mialeo, he's not discussing. He's not bringing a Raya to that point. He's bringing a Raya to the Yisayla Tukfal Koeg, Motsiyim Osom Yado. What's his Raya? Because the Sveikis Niknos in the Dearness Aser. The Isakadaita Tukfal Koeg, Motsiyim Osom Yado. My Niklas and the deer, Nim says that part of the mine shall call away. So this is one of the things that we were pointed out in our learning, that over here, we're not talking about Shasak Akre Katsava. We're talking about Asvegas, Niklas and the deer, where the Israel is holding it. The Kohen never was toughest, right? Asvegas, Niklas and the deer means a regular Suffolk Bechor, that is born by the Israel, and the Israel is paskin hamosim mechaver of araya, that the Israel keeps it. So that's the sveikis, which is nichnas in the deer. And nonetheless, it says that itak v'koin emotim otsom yado, there's a problem of b'yder mayna menoshon koin. So the kasha, the same kasha that we had on Rashi, according to Rashi, Rashi learned that Takva Koin Emo TML Samiyado is only by Shasak Vakar Katsavach. So why should the din of Shasak Vakar Katsavach have an effect on the din of Sveikis, which is not Shasak Vakar Katsavach? And that's the exact same kasha that we had when we're doing the suga. Now, I'm just gonna get this suga.
We had the kasha though on
the Giza Vavaida.
Yeah.
Right, but the saying, in other words, there are three cases which the Gemara makes Tali Zabizet. Tokvo Kohen, Eim Osim Osamiyado, which is by Shosak Vakar Haksavach, Safi Bechor, also Begiza Vavaida, which is by when it's in the Rishus of the Israel, and there's no Tafas and no Shtika, no nothing. And now, Svegas Iklas in the Deer, which is also when it's totally in the Rishus of the Israel. So the Gemara is saying that the din of Tafas, Akagak Shosak, of Takva Kohen, Emo, Simo, Simeado, has ramifications in two different ways on a case when the Israel is holding it. One is that according to Rafa Nunes Havamina, it wouldn't make an Issa Giza Vaveda. And even according to Rabba, it wouldn't be allowed to be Svekas and Klasa Sadir. So we explained it because we said that the underlining site is all one, whether the Kohen is it Paskin. I think that Shamir said that yesterday. I liked it. That whether is it Paskin already that it's not the Kohen, or is that Paskin? If it's Paskin that it's Israel, so then when the Kohen grabs it, he takes it away from him. Once if it's Mamish Paskin, so then it wouldn't be Usher and Giza Vavaida. And then Fakir, if it damaged Paskin, then it's good. That's Fakir's Niklas, it's a dear disaster. But if it's not Paskin, then it still belongs to the Kohen. Then it would be Asr Gizabai. Then it would be a problem of Paiter Mamina, Mamina Shokali. Okay.
But if we prove that the Tukfa Kohen, Motzi and Osam Yodo, aren't we also proving that Kedusha Haba Me'ileh is shiny?
Yeah, indirectly, yes. So you're right. Only because otherwise, if we prove that, because otherwise there's no way of understanding why it's also Begiza Vavaida, right?
Right, so why did Rashi have to limit the Messiah?
But he's not, I don't know if that's called Messiah. That's like indirect. You know, his direct Raya is to the point of Takva Kohen Motsim Osomiyado. Takva Kohen Motsim Osomiyado, right? That's his direct right. Then indirect is if I say hey Motsim Osomiyado, so then you got a kasha. Why is it also get up later? So you have to say, you know, but that's sort of like, you know, like.
That's to explain Rabba though, right?
Yes, I'm just saying, but we're saying we went Daik and Rai. We're saying Rashi went out of his way. I'm saying Rashi wants to know, like, what is the direct Rai? Like, what is his direct point? His direct point is on the point of Tukva Koe Motsim Osamiyad. Okay, let's keep on reading. So, as fake as the ghost and did his asher, he saw good night to Tukva Koe Motsim Osamiyad. Now this comes out the maskana, right? The Baya wanted to shlug it up and then he took it back. So this is a maskana that we come out that talk about going Motsiyam also miyado, because otherwise you can't have snakes and cross in a deer. And I think that's the maskana. I believe so. And the plea atsuma that everybody has to know, so we shouldn't be amaratzim, is, where is this? I put it here, just so we should be, I'd say, is that the famous Rambam?
In case we have to say the Torah Sugya to Rosh Hashiva.
Yes, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Bechairis.
And the Mechaber.
Okay. Call b'chor shusafek dino, dino shayir achiyipu v'amum v'yochal b'aylov. Bim tovas also ha-kohen, eim osim osom yado.
I think the also passed that.
What?
Who passed it? I believe the girl also passed like the Rambam.
Okay. So the million dollar shayda, right, is that the Rambam, everybody goes to town, is that the, you know, besides the fact that the Gemara is almost impossible to understand, which as we sort of saw, the Gemara pretty much comes out that it's mukhlach that talk about Kohen, Motsiyam, Osam, Yadav, because otherwise there's a problem. And Nim says that by the mind, I'm not sure going. In other words, in Gemara, the Gemara ended up proving it. It's not just that Rabba said that there's the Gemara before, Rabba just said to Rav Chanina, you have no raya, because it could be. In the Gemara before, Rabba wasn't necessarily saying for sure. You know, when you read the Gemara before, Rabba wasn't saying for sure, Takfa coin, hey, Motsim Osam Yada. Rabba was just saying that it could be. Rabba says, but he wasn't necessarily committing himself. He was just saying, you know, you when you're reading this Mishnah with the Brisa, I know it's the Mishnah or Brisa, it's not Mukhlof. You could even hold Motsim Osam Yada and still have the din of Issa Gizav Avaida. But the next line of Gemara, Rabbi Chanina is Tana de Messiah, and like Rashi says, and it's pretty simple version of Gemara, that he's bringing a raya that talked about going Motsim Yada, because he said the Isagadite that talked about going a Motsim Yada, am I not there? The Bundle Moshe Kain. So a plea at Suma, which I don't know if we're going to go into or not, but this is, you know, depending on whose yeshiva you're in, right, is that the Rambam is completely against the Gemara.
Doesn't the Gemara go on?
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't, this is a maskana. Right? I think so. The Gemara, Abaya says, it's not a raya, and then Abaya drops it. And that's the end of the Gemara, no?
Oh, but the Gemara seems to be saying, he explains the Rambam, that later, based on something later on in the Gemara, then our Gemara is...
Okay, obviously, there's a way into the Rambam, but the Pashat reading of the Gemara, this is the end. This is the conclusion. Okay, we'll see if the Gemara, we'll look at maybe the Gemara. With the Rambam, I would really like to look at the Gemara, because the tumult in the Svarim is if the Rambam only by Sveika, the Dinas are Sopik and Metzias. And they make a difference. The Rambam is not so clear what he's talking about. Pashup Shat, Sveika is a Sopik and Metzias. That's Pashup Shat and the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol Borshu Sopik Dino. The Tavah is also going. So I think there's some shayla about that, whether the Rambam is only by Sveger and Din, or even by Sveger and Metzias. I don't know. I think that's a tumult here. So we'll have to see. But okay, anyway, it's just that we should.
Aren't we asking, how does Rabbi Mnuna deal with this, I guess,
No, we're not asking that. Rav Hamnuna can deal with it, but the Gemara, if the Gemara doesn't go ahead and shlug up this raya, the normal learning of Gemara is we don't go ahead and say, well, Rav Hamnuna must have had an answer, so we can drop the maskana of the Gemara. You know, the Gemara, you go with the maskana of the Gemara. If the maskana of the Gemara shlugs up Rav Hamnuna, then you don't pass it like Rav Hamnuna. It's very unusual to say, well, yes, but isn't what Rav Hamnuna do with this? You know, I don't know. That's not the usual approach. Once a Gemara, this is the stam of the Gemara, the maskana of the Gemara. So that's the maskana. Okay, but let's read the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so he said, Isak Gadaita Takfa Koi Nemo Tim Somniado. Am I Nikmos from the deer? Nim says that point in my mind is Shakawe. Okay. Let's read. We got stuck on that first Rashi. So let's skip the first Rashi because it's for the moment. Esau Gadaita, Yesh Shakawein, Schad, Schiabo. In other words, the Din Tokvo Kohen, Amo, Tiamo, Somiado means is what we said out. You know, even without the Tokvo, the Kohen has a tzad zechiya.
Right? It's funny, before Rashi said shum shaykhis, and now he says a tzad zechiya, like a much stronger lashon.
Where did he say Shum Shaikhas?
That wasn't that the famous the one up above. He's, that's what we learned, yeah. We learned the Munashita from Rabbah that Rashi explained that it's not Pshat, that it's Shum Shaikhas.
Shum Koach. Shum
Koach. Okay. So Tzad Zachiyah, I know Tzad Zachiyah sounds also pretty little. Tzad Zachiyah. Shum Koach. It sounds okay. But it's further the same. So Yesh Koin Tzadki, but Nimsa Zeh, Im Yotza Basiri, Paitim Emayna Mimosho Koin. Okay. So let's go by it. Amane Abaya, so Abaya says, Im Yishema Al Tisaya Lemar. So Rashi says, Lemar means Rabbah, Shehu Rabbah. What does that mean? Just an interesting Rashi. What does this Rashi mean? In other words, what does this Rashi mean? The Mar, the Rabbah, Shehu Rabbah.
It's a Rebbe.
Yeah, so what's Rashi? Why is Rashi telling us that he's his Rebbe? What do I care that he's his Rebbe?
Why is he saying Lot Tesayeh L'Mar instead of saying Lot Tesayeh Lei or Lot Tesayeh Lei L'Rabbah?
Okay, so in other words, Mar is a language, according to Rashi, is a language of calling your Rebbe. They taught me in modern Hebrew, or I don't know, that Mar means Mister, right? Mar means Mister, I don't know, Mar. And it's like it's almost like an insult. You call someone a Mar. You know, everyone's a Rav, a Gain, a Gadol, a Gibor. You say Mar.
Rashke Bahag. Rashke Bahag.
I once read a whole Devar Torah, and why Cheshbon is called Mar Cheshbon. It's such like an insult to Cheshbon. They call him Mar Cheshbon, just plain, ordinary Mr. Cheshbon. Like the only Yontif, I think
there was Rashiva told us that the woman was speaking to Rebbitz and her husband was a third grade Rebbe, and she was talking about her husband. He was Rosh Hashiva of third grade.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that that Mar, they say the thing is called Mar Cheshbon. They say because there's no Yomtas in Cheshbon, there's only called Mar Cheshbon. So Mar.
Well, that's because Mar means bitter.
I don't know, but it's also.
Some Mar Mimavis, what's the solution?
I don't think it says Mar Cheshbon. I don't think it means bitter Cheshbon. I think it means Mr. Cheshbon. No?
Oh, Rabbi, the original Syriac was
Mar bitter Cheshbon?
I think it's bitter, no? Like Mar means bitter.
Rabbi, I know Mar means bitter, but because when they say Mar Cheshbon, it means from the word because it's a bitter.
Because it doesn't have a yontif. It doesn't have yontif. It's not sweet.
So it's bitter. Okay, I take it corrected.
Hey, Rabbi, okay. The original Syriac name of it was Arach Shamna, eighth month, in which it was called Mar Cheshbon because the mem and the vav interchange. It became a drush on it to say it's Mar Cheshbon is really Cheshbon.
I never heard this. What are you saying?
I mean, take a look at the Temanim. The original name in Syriac was Arach Shamna, eighth month. It's just the Vav and Mem interchange, like you find in the Daniel, Argivana, which is Argamon. So I think the Temanim called Arach Shamna or something, or something similar to that.
What does that do with Mar Cheshbon?
Meaning Mar Cheshbon was a corruption of Arach Shamna, and then then became a Jewish Mar Cheshbon. Mar Cheshbon. Now take a look at it.
Sounds like a historian's perspective.
It sounds like something you see on like the Nature Channel or something.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
Shemos Halumi Bavel is Befersha Gemara. We don't have to pretend we don't know where the names come from. The Gemara says it came from Bavel.
So I think that's the Richard Attenborough shot.
It's an interesting Rashi that Rashi is saying that Mar is a language of compliment, right? That's I would have never thought that.
There's a thing that when somebody gets a bracha, they say v'chein lamar. I recently heard that some people said not to do it because it sounds like mar as in bitter. So they shouldn't do v'chein lamar. I'm not sure when Rebbe gives a bracha what to say back, but I'm saying, but that's...
But now it's very good. V'chein lamar. Mar is a language according to Rashi. It's very nice. It's a good point.
It's like saying anti-user.
Yeah, but Rashi's mashma more than that. Mar means you call your Rebbe Mar. You call your Rebbe. Okay, let's not get that backed up, but it's an interesting thing. It's opposite of modern terminology. The Mar is a lashon of because Rabbah was his Rebbe, So he added, he used an extra lashon of respect. So he added the word mar. Otherwise, he would have just said el tisaya.
I mean, there's a lot like that. I just insulted my uncle because he had his 70th birthday. He lives in Israel, but he's not very religious. So I said about shivim is for seva. So seva is supposed to be like your fullness of years, right? And he thought I was insulting him, saying that he was gray, because in Hebrew, modern Hebrew, you say the se'ar seva means gray hair. So okay. Like,
all right, okay, so keep away from him. Okay, anyway, let's continue. So he says, "I'm Rabbi Yishmael. Hold up the side of Mar. How can my skin go to less than a tisha b'hu? You only have nine in that animal. To be manashach, ibarchiyuvu shaprikomase. So now I got to be manashach. If this animal belongs to the Yisrael, so then shaprikomase. The labarchiyuvu, and if this animal belongs to the kayin, tishla labarasiri nindo. Let's see Rashi. In Barchiyuvo, Ei Gavra Barchiyuvo, Ei Gavra Barchiyuvo Asure, Ei Barchiyuvo. I said it differently. Rashi says it different than me. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I read it. I read Barchiyuvo is going on the animal. That's what I read it. Ei Barchiyuvo Shaper Komaser. I read Barchiyuvo on the animal, that the animal is chayiv in Meiser. That's how I read it when I read the Gemara. But Rashi says not like me. E a high gavra barchayuvo, that's Siri. The Rashi's not reading like me. I don't know if anyone else read like me. I don't know how you people read. The Gemara says, e barchayuvo shaper koma Siri. E la bar Siri, tishi la bar Siri, who la bar Siri, Tishrei lav bar asurin. I don't know how Rashi reads the Gemara, no? Ni lav bar chiyuva, if that's going on the Gavra, so then what he's saying, Tishrei lav bar asurin, that's redundant. I don't know, you know? If you read it on the animal, it reads nicer, Pashas. But again, Rashi says, I hi Gavra bar chiyuva hu le'asuri, shepidgin zeh la pidgin petr chamor hu shalom. Pigeons, lav pigeon, better chamor, and therefore it's shalom. Harayesh lo gutloim, the chay of la asrin. So he has 10 animals. So it's shaper kom asrin. Be lav barchiyuva, and if he's not barchiyuva, shed pigeons, shokoin, lo potter lo midi. The Tisha La Barasuri Nino. It just seems like a redundancy. If he's La Barchiyuva, that's what it means. La Barasuri. I don't know what it sounds like, a little redundant in the Lashon. But that's how Rashi's learning. I don't know if anyone learns it different than Rashi.
What's the problem with the Lashon? I'm sorry. What?
Abaya says, "E barchiyuva shaper komasers." And it's "E lav barchiyuva tishra lav barasuri ninu." So Rashi learns lav barchiyuva is going on the person. So the reason why the person is not a barchiyuva is because he only has 9 animals. So then you're repeating the same thing twice. The lav bar chayuva, and if he's not a bar chayuva, why is it the bar chayuva? Because he only has 9 animals. Tishla lav bar asiri nino. So you know, it's just redundancy. You said the same thing twice. And why would if lav bar chayuva is going on the animal, so then it reads. Say, if the animal is lav bar chiyuva, therefore you have.
It is. On the lav, it is. On the lav, it's going on the animal.
Why? On the lav, it's going on the animal, and on the first on Baruch Hu was going to prison?
Yeah, of course. Look at Rashi.
Oh, how can you say such a thing?
Rashi says that. Rashi says it beferish. Ila Baruch Hu v'shel pidgin zeh shel kayin. It's going on the animal.
No, I don't know that.
He is not Baruch Hu because this pidgin belongs to the
right,
kayin.
Right, right. I admit that the pidgin is because he's not translating with the words La Baruch Hu. That would sound very daichik to change with the words Baruch Hu, you know, in mid sentence. No. Means him. Means the animal. I mean that sounds very, very daichik. So I assume that Rashi's learning that Ilah Bar Chiyuva is also going on him. So just hard to read the words of the Gemara. And that is not a lumdish question. I'm not, you know, we don't stop on, but just in aware that the And I also don't know why Rashi didn't read it like me. You know, such a nice reading. I'm just looking at the Rabbeinu Chananel just to quickly see how he read it. He sounds like me. You know, look at the three lines in my back. It's the third line, third big line. Hogi my skin. Let's say at a test. V'zeh asavik dimimonoshach ilo b'chorhu. So la bar chayuva is going on the animal, right? That's how the Rach is learning it. Ilo b'chorhu. That's the animal, not the person. Shaper kol maser v'ibchorhu. Right. So the Rach. It is. There's something here. You know, I'm not ready to know fair what it is. But the Rach learns the Gemara Baruch Yuva La Baruch Yuva on the animal. Is the animal a Bechor or the animal not a Bechor? And Rashi, for some strange reason, he learns E Baruch Yuva E Hai Gavra Baruch Yuva. Right? I don't know. You know, this is not the famous talk for Kohen Sugya, but in our Chafetz Chaim fetching is a very interesting thing. Why does Rashi, especially when you see that the Rach learns, and it's not just that I thought that simple reading of the Gemara is that way. The Rach, I think, came before Rashi, you know? Who's going to someone correct my handwriting history? So,
yeah, by a couple hundred years.
And Rashi saw the Rach, no? You didn't see the
Rach? Yeah, Rashi, I think, quotes the Rach.
Yeah, okay. So the Rach learns the Gemara, you know, that Baruch Yuva is going on the animal. And Rashi goes out of his way to say that Baruch Yuva is going on the person. And especially it doesn't even read in the Gemara so nicely. So I don't know why Rashi doesn't do that. It's an interesting shaita. But let's continue again. It would be another line. So Abaye says that we have this Mimonashak, another line in Rashi. Ilah Baruch Yuva Shinri Zeshul Kohen Lo Patrele Midi. The petition of Abarasinin. Okay, so then Abaye says that was Abaye's dichli, and then Abaye came back. Amrele Abaye. I'm sorry, wrong line. How did Amr Abaye? La milsi d'amri my dichli of Rabba's raya of Rav Chanina's raya. Is not a good dichli. In other words, I just realized too, Rashi said the Mar, Pashim Shat Mar would have been Rabbi Chanina. Right, because Rabbi Chanina is one that brought the Raya.
But he's bringing the Raya to Rabba.
I understand, but Rashi could have just as well been Rabbi Chanina.
You're supporting to somebody. Who are you supporting
to? Okay, maybe you're right. I agree. Okay, so again, so Abaye is saying he took it back. Abaye tried to slug up Rav Chanina's raya, and then Abaye says, "Amar Abaye, la milzi da'amri." So in other words, if well, it's what's Svegalabas Asiri, the Tananya, Tanan, I smeared that pretty good. We'll have to read it over. But he basically wants to prove that there's a din of Asiri Vada, even though Asiri Safek, which is, we'll have to read it over, but I just skip to the end. What's Asiri Vada, even though Asiri Safek? It's a very interesting halacha that even though we have a din that usually a Safek, we go Safek deraisa the Chumra, whatever. But over here, it's just like a mamzer, a suffix is mutter. And according to the Rambam, everyone jumps, why we need that pasuk? So there's a pasuk of a no asiri suffix. That you need, that there's a special din that asiri suffix is not included. Right? And then right, if those who have the keys, okay, well, we have to read this again Sunday. We'll go back. The famous the Shev Shemaisa brings here the famous Shita Megubetzas, the Machlokes with the Plain Yeshua and the Arian, is if you would have a Roiver Chazaka, is it called Asiri Safik? Right, that's the famous Shita over here.
So there is here Sunday.
What? Why not? Oh, Sunday is my dinner. Oh, I forgot about that. No, I can't make Sunday. I can't make Sunday. I don't see how I can make
it. So we could do much of Shabbos instead?
No. I don't want to do that.
I think he was joking, Ravi.
The Eagles are playing much of Shabbos. I'm in Philadelphia.
Okay. Anyway, but all right. But there is this good Bikis that we did the Rambam. So Bikis. So there's a famous sheet that's one of the most famous sheet is that whether when you have is the Shev Shemaisa, you have to know that when you have a Roiver Chazaka, is it still considered an Asiri Safek? So that's where he brings, he is a giant with an Aruba to Isakman, with an Azakaman. That's the whole Shev Shemaisa. And what's considered Asiri Vade, not Asiri Safek? Okay, we're going to bring that. That's, I think, Monday. Okay, Monday, we should go back over what's when I buy a La Milsi da Amri, because we didn't really read this.
What's the just the, I don't know anything about this. This, it says Hasfekas Nechnesen Ladir and Lesasher. So that sounds like Sfekas do have to take Meiser. I just, what does that mean? I don't know anything about the Meisers, but it's. Just said in the beginning, Sfikas Nechnesim Ladir Lesasher, and now we're saying that a suffix does not have Labas Barasi Sui. Two different cases?
Yeah, no.
Isn't there too much suffix Pidyon Pedlach Amar at the end?
The whole time is about that.
You have to keep on reading the Gemara. Okay, that's wait till tomorrow. I think it's a little complicated in the reading of the Gemara. So that's wait till Be'ez Hashem Monday. But in a certain sense, this is getting off from the sugya of Tukfa Kohen. But I would like to get back to that, to look at what they say in the Rambam, not in the Gra. But let's first finish the Gemara.
Maybe it might be interesting to look at the Rabbeinu Hananel. I mean, because again, the Rabbeinu Hananel's the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rif, the Rimi Gash, then the Rambam. So maybe an alternative that may.
Yeah. Okay. But first, we have to read the simple reading of the Gemara. We have to first know simple pshat in the reading, and then that goes, for a little while, down to the run of two dots and Zayim and Aleph. And then I'd like to see we skip places as Hope Shine the Sugya. I guess I don't know if that's mutter, maybe. And we should look at the Rambam quickly, just where are we passing halacha and maisa? Okay, all right, Yishikayach.
Rebbe, this is a little Gedalia Max.
Oh, okay. He should grow up to be a big David Chacham.
Are we talking a shidduch here with Shamir? Are we talking a shidduch?
I think he's a little younger.
He'll marry an older girl. That's happened before.
Gedalia was like the only one who could come in and start screaming at Rashir and the Pope was here. And he was going to come in. When they had these rules, no one's allowed to talk. They didn't keep these rules.
Rabbi, I remember even coming back during a yard site shear. When he came back to visit, even he would in the middle of the yard site shear.
Yes. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay, Shikai.
Have a good Shabbos. Enjoy the baby.